we're going to be learning from the Maharal's commentary on Megillas Esther, Sefer Or Chadosh, in these editions, page Kuf Mem Gimel. On the left-hand side of the page, the Maharal is discussing the Bechiya, that after the decree of Haman, there was this mass mourning on the part of the Jewish people. V'ha'ir Shushan Navocha. And Navocha means there's confusion. And it also, of course, means from the word Bechiya that there's a tremendous amount of crying and wailing. The Medrash, here at the arrow where we begin, says, Mefaresh ki kasha nigzera hagezera yotza ha-Torah bibichia. The Torah itself, no, the Torah to the Jewish people is not just an idea and not just a theology. It's a living, breathing entity. It has this highest kind of life. Like we believe in Malachim, we believe in Torah having a certain personality, if you will. And that the Torah itself now was in mourning, and the Torah came crying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotze HaTorah bibichia lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam HaMalachim zaku lekoila. And that the Malachim, the angels also, came crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'im ein Yisrael, if there'll be no Jewish people. If God forbid Haman succeeds, lahashmid, laharug, la'abid, iskola Yehudim, if he destroys the Jewish people utterly, lama anu tzrichim ba'olam, then what do you need us? We have no purpose. There'll be no Torah. There'll be no Malachim. Va'amar sham, and there the Medrash says, ki Eliyahu, zechreinu levacha, ratz la'avais ul'ramayshe rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. Eliyahu Navi ran to the Avos and to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lama einam atem, oimdim biparetz, why aren't you there in the breach? Why aren't you defending, arguing for the sake of Am Yisrael, defending the Jewish nation from this horrible decree? V'amar Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu responds and he says, Im ha'gezera betit, if the decree is signed and sealed with clay, you know, they used to seal their decrees and government edicts with a bond of clay and a seal into the soft clay.
These things have survived.
If this is something that is decreed and the seal of the decree is merely in clay, Tfilaseinu nishmas. Then, if we pray for Am Yisrael, our prayers will be heard and our prayers will be received and accepted. V'im bedam hi chasuma. But if the decree is sealed in blood, ein tfilaseinu nishmas. Then our prayers will be for naught. V'amar Eliyahu zal, and Eliyahu answers, betit hi chasuma. These are decrees that are thankfully only in clay. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lech ve'edia l'Mordechai she'yispalel, go tell Mordechai. And then, of course, the Megillah's words are, Mordechai yodas kol asher na'aseh. The point of this medrash is, when Mordechai knows everything that's happening, that includes not only that it's Haman and Achashverosh, and the why and the wherefore of the decree, but it also includes that this decree can be reversed, can be annulled. Mordechai knows that if we do tshuva, if we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we do tshuva, the decree can be annulled. As indeed it was. V'herich Sham, and the Medrash expands on this all there. So now let's understand this medrash. Ubir medrash zeh. The understanding of this medrash is ki hatorah hi liYisrael davka. Torah is ours and can only be ours. The Torah is not just an idea and an ideal for the world, but it's for the world that has the Jewish people in the world, for which reason the world was created. V'im Yisrael b'teilim, God forbid if there are no Jews, if Am Yisrael is gone, im kein ha-Torah b'teilo. U'kede'isa b'gemara b'perek Rabbi Akiva, sh'lei ratzeh Hashem Yisbarach losis ha-Torah l'malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that the Torah remains in heaven. Lo b'shamayim hi, it belongs to the Jewish people. It is one with the Jewish people. U'kach ha-Torah hirbe b'chir. And so therefore, when the Jewish people are decreed for utter destruction, the Torah cries out, that's the end of me, that's the end of Torah. The beauty and the just and truth of Torah will be gone, because there'll be no Jews, there'll be no Torah. Ki ha-bechir mora al hefsid b'kol makom. Bechir means that there will be loss. Ki kasher mesloi meis, if someone passes away, shehu hefsid, that there's loss, yesh kan bechir. Then there is crying. Crying is because of loss, because something is no longer with you, because something is gone. Mahadema afisas kayach ayin. Specifically, it's when you can't see and there's nothing left to be appreciated that the eye tears. So that's why the Torah is crying. Similarly, the angels are crying. The malachim are here to serve, and to serve man, and the purposes of man, and the purposes of Am Yisrael. Kasher Adam Shemer HaTorah. When people are serving Torah, malachim are serving man. There's only function in malachim if there's virtue here on earth. To function for earth without Jews, meaning to function without an earth that has Torah, then there's no point in having malachim. And that's why the malachim are crying out. So Torah is crying out, we are going to be destroyed. And the malachim are saying, we will have no purpose. We will lose our purpose, which means the essence of our being will be obviated. Because they are mishamish, they are serving here on earth only because there are Jews. Ein zekiim sheyesh ma'ale b'tachtonim, shein l'malachim. It has to be that they are here on earth where there's Torah, because in heaven there is no Torah. V'hu ha-Torah, v'kasher ein Yisrael, sheyesh lehem ha-Torah, im kein l'mihem mishamshim, l'kach tzoku gamkein. So therefore the malachim are also crying out. So, that's the first part of this medrash. Now let's focus in on the idea of how Eliyahu HaNavi is asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, well, how is this decree sealed? Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was quite familiar with decrees in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for example, as he decreed after the Chet HaEgel, that Am Yisrael should be destroyed. And then Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to argue that Am Yisrael cannot be, will not be destroyed. He knew how to argue for the sake of the Jewish people. He was more effective even for us than he was for himself. The decree that he not enter Eretz Yisrael ultimately was a decree found hard and fast, never overturned. But Moshe Rabbeinu was familiar with how a decree is sealed. So he asks, is the decree of Haman sealed in clay, or is it a seal of dam, of blood? Now, the Maral will explain the difference. So we'll skip a few lines to the next arrow, just a little less than halfway down the right-hand side of page Kuf Mem Dalet. V'amar, ki Moshe, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu said, im ha-gezera chasuma betit, if this is a decree sealed with a clay seal, yesh l'gzeira zos bitul. then the decree can be annulled. It potentially can be reversed. Pirish, ki hachet hazeh shenaaseh, the sin for which reason the Jewish people have become the victims of Haman's decree, which is that we participated like Persians, unlike Jews, like Persians we participated in the celebratory feast of Ahasuerus. That was a degree of acculturation that we had allowed ourselves, which we should not have, which was so sinful. This sin, im naase ze al yedei anoshim shehem baalei chomer, if this was a sin perpetrated by people who were simple, maybe we could say even earthy people less lettered, if not unlettered, baalei chomer, people of great physicality, people with, you know, what we would call common sentiments, common sensibilities, as opposed to more uplifted people. Am ha'aratzim, as we would say. Baalei chomer. V'hem ame ha'aretz, shehem chomriyim. They're people who are, you know, earthy people, like tit, like clay. Ki hatit hu chomer, bilvad. So then the act which was perpetrated by the Jewish people, the flaw of this acculturation, of participating in the activities and celebrations of Ahasuerus, as if we are one of them, like the Persians. Then it rates with something as an inadvertence. It rates there with a chet which is b'shoigeg. It's not something done with the intent that we rebel against God. It's not done because we don't want to be Jews anymore. By that kind of a theological decision, God forbid, in which we say we want to turn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to reject Torah. No, we don't want to reject Torah. We just want to have a good time. We're invited to a nice party. We want to have a good time. We want to enjoy the wine, you know, and we want to have the same kinds of indulgences, the wine, the women, and the song of that others have here in Paras Umaday. Not because we are rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu or don't believe in Torah. Ukedamrinan beperek beiz memesachas bov mitzia, v'hugud la'ami pishim l'beis Yaakov chatosam, la'ami pishim elu talmidei chachamim, sheshgagos nasa lehem kisidonos. In the case of Pesha, you're talking about something far worse. You're talking about what Talmidei Chachamim, God forbid, when they do an Avera, they should know better, and they are choosing, therefore, to eschew the ways of Torah and to digress willfully, knowingly, from what are the paths of righteousness and the path that leads to being with Hashem. So they are choosing a path that is one they know to be turning their backs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then shkagos for the Talmidei Chachamim, where it seems to be an inadvertence, but in their case it's zedonos. It's as bad as the most intentional infraction. Well, the Beis Yaakov chatasam, but for the common Beis Yaakov, it's a chet. Elu am ha'aretz shezedonos shelahem nasu kishkagos. In the case of the common person, even when they intend to indulge, but they're not doing it because they want to turn their back, or even understand that they're turning their backs on the Ribbono Shel Olam, God forbid. So therefore, their zedonos, their intentional sins, can be assessed and would merely be, I shouldn't say it so cavalierly, merely be, but they would not be zedonos, they would be categorized as inadvertences, as shagagos. Ulefichach. Im batit if the seal of this decree is in clay, meaning Shehu Chemer Nechtam, it's all about the physical desire that they want, the pleasures that they wanted to have, and in which they indulged. Yesh l'gzeira zos bitul. Then it's possible for this to be annulled. Ki kifi mashehu hachoyte, kach hachesima. Because if that's that which we have done wrong, that some of us were so down to earth and earthy that we indulged, okay, so it's no different from the chesima itself. The chesima is in clay. The clay can be broken, the seal can be broken, and the decree can be annulled. Ve'im badom hi, but if the decree is sealed with blood, ki adam hu anefesh, blood means that it's all about the soul, it's about the spirit. It was the higher, better, more knowledgeable, and spiritually more significant leaders of the people. If they sinned, if it's because they chose to be a part of Achashverosh's banquet, v'ratzalem imachet hu min oisam shehem ba'alei nefesh, if the chet was with the intention that we join in Achashverosh, that we turn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we reject the Torah. K'mal Talmidei Chachamim, she'enam chamriyim, after all, we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim who are not so earthy. Va'af hashgagos nasu lehem kizdonos, in their case, an inadvertence is considered to be as bad and as severe as the most intentional sin, the most rebellious sin. Lekach ein legzer zos bitul. Then this decree will not be one that you can annul. V'hakol hu kfi ma she'ro'i. Then everything is as it should be. Ki ha'chemer hu ba'al shinu. Because remember, when something is of a physical nature, if that's what's drawing you to sin, the Maharal says logically, that changes. Physical things are as powerful as only their own weight, only their own measure, but everything has a limit. They have a limited weight, a limited measure, and they can be changed. They can be altered. Ulekach ha'gzeira shebo al hachotim anoshim shehem chumriyim v'hem ba'ali shinui yesh l'gzeira hishtanus. If that's what it is, it's about people being drawn to something. It's about somebody being weighted down by his desires and by things of a physical nature. Those things can be changed. The people can be changed. They can be amended. They can be improved. And therefore the gzeira, the decree itself, can be changed. It can be annulled. Shagzeira hu kifi erkam. The gzeira is a reflection of what values and what kind of significance these people placed in what they were doing. If the significance of their participation was, I want to enjoy the wine, I want to enjoy the food, the good times, the music, the dance, the frivolity, fine. It's wrong, but it's something that can be amended. It can be changed. But if it's a chet on the part of people of greater spirit, and that spirit has been rejected, that spirit has been turned away, then you cannot say, well, that's so easily changed, that's so easily affected, you know, that's not superficial. That's the essence of the people. If it's the essence of the great men that have been lost to the purpose of Hashem, if that's where the injury, so to speak, if that's where the damage has been done, that's mortal. That's a mortal injury. That's a mortal wound to the body of the people of Israel. Because then this is not about just the mere physicality and the superficial aspects of these men. No, it's about their essence. If it would be the Chomer, Shehu Mesiachis LeHashinui, where things can be changed, so then, of course, it would be all right. But if it's their Nefesh, if it's all about loss of the soul of the people, an injury to the soul of the nation, Ein Hagzeira Mishtana, then the decree cannot be changed, cannot be taken back. Now, here he has focused in on the different groups, the different populations within Am Yisrael. Is it the Talmidei Chachamim who have erred, who have sinned, or is it the common man? But in the next way of explaining the same idea, he says, regardless of who the people were, but what was the sin? V'oid yesh lefarish ki im ki amar kach im hachoysim hu betit haynu sheholchu achar yitzram v'tavosim hachomris. If they fell, even if they were talmidei chachamim, but if it was that they erred because of their physical desires and tivus, as we say, v'kasher hachet haya mitzad hachomri v'dover. And that's something which can change, something that can be improved upon. In that case, the gzeira itself can be reversed. It can be annulled. But if the decree is sealed in blood, if they've sinned, mitzad hanefesh, meaning because their souls were corrupted, they've lost their Jewish souls. That means that they've not just been enticed by physicality, but it's much deeper, and it's their spiritual essence that they forfeited. Sha'nefesh hu adam, that's what dam stands for, right? Torah says that the life force is blood. If their life force is all wrong, and if that's where their sin and their guilt lies, if it's not, it's just merely because of tavasa hachamris, their physical desires and lusts, davraza ein hishtanusloi, then there's no changing it. Ka'asher oisa b'meredu b'ma'al, then it's an intentional rebellion against God. Who inyan harishon gamkein. This is the same, the Maral says, as what I've explained earlier. It's just, there was the focus on who? Was it the Talmidei Chachamim who are Baal Nefesh, or on the common man, the Am Haaretz, who is Baal Chomer? And here what he's saying is, no matter who it was, but what was the essence of the sin? Was the essence of their sin, God forbid, that their entire soul, their entire spiritual aspect, was turned out and rejected? That is beyond repair. That's a mortal wound to the body of Am Yisrael, to the people of Israel. But if it was rather that we were just enticed, we have human weaknesses, and we give in to those weaknesses, then that can be changed, because the physical can be changed. If it's a physical drawback, we were enticed by physicality, some things like that can be altered, they can be changed, they can be amended. It's not our soul that has been the point where the sin centers. It centers upon not our souls, it centers upon our physical flaws, our physical weaknesses, that we are basar v'dam. If that's the case, then with tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah, we can turn it around, as was Baruch Hashem the case. And so it was not that this had been sealed with dam, it had been sealed merely with clay. So the Maral beautifully is explaining this medrash, where the medrash says that it depends on how the decree is sealed. And the decree being sealed in dam would mean, God forbid, that the sin roots in the depths of our souls being corrupted, and where we turned out the entire godliness from within us, chas v'shalom, that would be beyond correction. But no, that's not how and where we sinned. We sinned because we are mortals, and we sinned because mortal men of flesh and blood have weakness of the flesh and have desires for things of a physical nature and of physical pleasure. That can be changed, and that can be corrected, and that can be amended, and for that we have a solution. And so the solution was indeed, as Esther said, eschew food for 3 days, tsumu alai. For 3 days, the people fasted. 3 days. That's to say, we are changing and we're not going to indulge ourselves physically any longer. We recognize that error, that mistake of ours. And then, of course, after this great successful v'nahafochu, the Jewish response has remained to this day, that we fast before Purim, because we are going to note that we are not going to make the kinds of mistakes in the Chomer and in Taiva the way we used to. Though we will celebrate greatly with banquets, but it'll be with great Holy Spirit on Purim itself, but we prepare and are very careful to make sure that before Purim, we have the Tainus Esther, because we're going to remember the mistake that had been made when we participated in the Seuda of Achashverosh. And remember how we were able to be mevatel the decree by doing tshuva for that sin. But we understand now with the Maharal so beautifully what it meant when Eliyahu was asked, how has the decree been sealed? That's a reflection of what was the weakness on the part of the Jewish people such that we got ourselves into this terrible hot water to begin with. And now we can appreciate then what the nature of Purim is all about, what the nature of having annulled the decree is all about, and how then, Emir Tzashem, to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizing us as not having turned away and not having turned out the Spirit of Hashem from within us. We took in of the physicality from around us, but did not turn out the Spirit of Hashem from within us.